Next up is Animated 93. His song, and I started cracking up when he started singing. His song is Small World from the Disney Parks.
Small World after all. I wondered if we would get that song.
I was kind of hoping we would, but yeah. I can't stand that song. I honestly think that ride is creepy.
I've never been on that ride or anything, but like
it's a bunch of little small doll people, and they go sway back and forth with their hands up singing the song.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, that sounds creepy. I grew up with this song. I don't think I even knew the words for the longest time, but I actually apparently when I was a little kid had a music box that would play this.
Oh goodness. I find the ride really creepy. But his song was Small World, and I had the question about it, but then I listened to it again, and
monologue was Pirates Captain Barbosa from the original Pirates of the Caribbean. He's talking to Elizabeth Swann.
Yeah, because I heard
about the gold.
I was like, okay, is this, because I heard Aztec Gold, and I was like, okay, Pirates of the Caribbean, I don't know. And then I heard
Miss
Turner.
At first I wasn't sure,
I
heard Aztec Gold, and I was like, yeah, okay, I know what this is now. And then it took me a minute to figure out which character I was, and I was like, oh, duh, it's Barbossa. I honestly haven't seen Pirates of the Caribbean 1 in ages.
I know, me neither.
It makes me sad. Like, I want to sit down, I need to wait for the fourth one to come out on DVD so that I can sit down and watch all four in a big marathon.
I saw the fourth one twice in the movie theater. I was like, yeah.
I did too. It was awesome. And speaking of YouTube people, I have had, I don't know if y'all are familiar with him. I know this doesn't really relate to Disney at all, but there's a guy on YouTube named Tobuscus, and one of the things he does is he takes like video game or movie trailers and he does a literal parody of it where he basically just sings to the same tune as the music that's going on in the background, but he describes what's going on in the video. And like he did one for the Pirates of the Caribbean 4 trailer, and it is ridiculously catchy, and I've had it stuck in my head for weeks. Y'all should go listen to it. It's funny. It's funny.
Okay, so here is Animated 93's audition.
It's a world of laughter, a world of tears. It's a world of hope and a world of fears. There's so much that we share that it's time we're aware. It's a small world after all. 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 It's a small, small world. There is just one moon and one golden sun, and a smile means friendship to everyone. Though the mountains divide and the oceans are wide, it's a small world after all. 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 It's a small, small world. This is Aztec Gold. One of 882 identical pieces they delivered in a stone chest to Cortez himself. Blood money paid to stem the slaughter he wreaked upon them with his armies. But the greed of Cortez was insatiable. So the heathen gods placed upon the gold a terrible curse. Any mortal that removes but a single piece from that stone chest shall be punished for eternity. Aye. That's exactly what I thought when we were first told the tale. Buried on an island of dead, what cannot be found except for those who know where it is. Find it, we did. There be the chest. Inside be the gold. And we took them all. We spent them and traded them and frittered them away on drink and food and pleasurable company. The more we gave them away, the more we came to realize the drink would not satisfy. Food turned to ash in our mouths,
and the pleasurable company in the world could not slake our lust. We are cursed men, Miss Turner. Compelled by greed we were, but now we are consumed by it. There is one way we can end our curse. All the scattered pieces of the Aztec gold must be restored, and the blood repaid. Thanks to ye, we have the final piece.
And that was Animated 93's audition. It's my turn to go first, right? Yeah. Your monologue. I thought you fit in your character into character very well. I thought your emotion was good for it. I just think your levels needed to change a little more. And then when you said on drink and food and something pleasure, when you said on drink and food, you said on, you, I think you were gonna say food and then you switched it real quick. And so you went on for drink, like it was for drink.
Yeah.
So that, I actually caught that really quickly. So just, you know, if you mess up on that part, just,
yeah, just
go, like, back and redo it.
Go back and retake it, yeah.
Unless
you just don't have time. But if you do have time, you can go back and fix stuff and polish it up.
Yeah, so in your monologue, that's really all I had, is I think your levels needed to change, and then you just messed up that word. For Small World, like I said, I started cracking up when I heard you start to sing this song. And it wasn't, I actually enjoyed this, because it wasn't a ton of little kids singing it.
Yeah.
But when you would do the chorus and you said it's at the very beginning.
Yeah, I have that.
Your note would slide.
Yeah, like he scooped into it. Yeah. Is what he did. He's like, it's a small world after all.
So you want to go, you don't want to slide into it. You just want to go right on that note.
Right on the pitch if you can.
Yeah, you want to go right on the note. And if you like really can't do that, just like take a breath in and then do the note. Like, don't breathe out. Just breathe in and then do the note if you really have that much trouble with sliding. What did I need? When you said world, it needed to be rounded. The O, again, vowels.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you said world, it needed to be way more rounded. It was like world. And yeah, that's...
Yeah.
I just have problems with that kind of thing. So that's really all I have. I know you sang this... You definitely sang this different than the actual Park song.
Yeah.
But that's really all I had. Audrey.
Okay. Like I said, I wondered if we'd get this song. Now I kind of halfway want somebody to do the Wishes song because...
Oh, I know! That would be so cool!
I know. Because, like, okay, my cousin is obsessed with Disney World, and that's, like, her favorite song ever. And so she and her cousin, who's also obsessed with Disney World, actually have on YouTube their version of the song, which is interesting.
Oh, that's so cool.
So, more YouTube plugs. Why? I don't know. for the first verse, it was kind of seemed disconnected to me. Like, I know in each of your phrases was, like, kind of split up. It just seemed kind of choppy to me. But the second verse was better, and it kind of, like, the phrases kind of blended together a little better. I like the way you did Golden Sun. That was just really nice. But the ending was kind of shaky, and the final world, you held out the R. And overall, your voice just sounded a little bit twangy to me. I don't know why. I don't really know where you're from. But you had a little bit of a twang to your voice in places in my mind. Again, every time you said it's a small world after all, you scooped into the it's. But there was like, when you scooped, you started out like really low and then you scooped up to the pitch like really fast. And I don't know, just that low note at the beginning of the scoop kind of leads me to believe that maybe this wasn't necessarily in your normal range. Like, I think your voice should be lower. I don't know, this felt like it just, in places where it was so shaky, it felt like it, to me, it might be in your head voice.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, if you would have done it maybe an octave lower, I honestly don't know. I'm not familiar with your voice, so if I'm completely off base, I'm sorry. But it's if you would have done it a little bit lower, I think it would have been better for your voice. But I did like it, though.
I did, too. I really liked it.
For your monologue, I thought you had good emotion. Again, I wish you would have, like, brought the levels out a little more. You have a really nice, gruff, piratey voice. You did a bit of a British accent on this, but okay, this is just my opinion here. You kind of kept slipping back and forth between Jack Sparrow and Barbossa. Like, you nailed Barbossa's accent in places, but then in other places you would sound more like Captain Jack when he would speak really low. You know what I mean?
That's why I had a hard time. I was like, who says this in the movie?
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't tell.
See, and again, the whole reason I thought your song should be lower, half of that is based on your speaking voice. I don't know if maybe you were doing a character voice and that's not your normal voice, but just the fact that your speaking voice was so much lower kind of led me to believe that your singing voice should have been a little bit lower as well. That's all I had.
Okay. So, yeses or noes?
I would say yes.
I say yes as well.
So we've got 11 people now.
11! We're over halfway!
I know!
I'm so excited!
I'm so excited!
That reminds me, it's so fluffy! Okay.
That's not Disney, though.
I know.
But it's cute!
I'm so excited! It's so fluffy!
Now, there is a line that's, I'm so excited! I'm fluffy! That's Stitch. That was my horrible, awful Stitch impression. There you go. You get two funny accents for the price of one.
Oh, goodness. Okay.
Okay, composing ourselves and moving on. We have Ophie Kell coming up with Mother Knows Best by Mother Gothel from Rapunzel. And her monologue is the
Evil Queen.
Yeah, the Evil Queen from Snow White turning into the old witch lady. Way to pick the one scene in Disney that freaked me out as a kid.
Yeah, I know.
Like, honestly, it's the end of that scene where it, like, fades out and, like, all you see is her eyes. That used to give me nightmares as a kid. I don't know why. Like, literally, I loved the rest of the movie and I would watch it 1,000 times, but I'd fast forward through that little clip right there because it freaked me out. And, I mean, I know there was a similar scene in The Little Mermaid where Ursula, like, it faded out and all you could see was her eyes. But for some reason, her eyes
weren't as creepy. They do that in Cinderella, too, with Lady Tremaine.
I didn't remember that one as much.
Her eyes even become a different color.
That is weird. Apparently, they like to highlight their villainesses' creepy eyes. Which I don't think they did that with Mother Gothel, though, did they?
No.
They should have.
And Snow White, that scene creeped me out. And the scene where Snow White is running through the forest and all the trees have faces. I always fast-forwarded through that.
Yeah, like, I think I fast-forwarded through that one as well because I can, like, barely remember that scene at all.
Mm-hmm. So, anyway, here is Ophie Kell?
I think it's Ophie Kell. If we're pronouncing your names wrong, feel free to comment in the thread or send us an email or something telling us how to properly pronounce your names.
And even then, I'll probably still pronounce it wrong.
Don't hate us for butchering your names, okay?
So, is Ophie Kell's audition.
You want to go outside? Why, Rapunzel, look at you as fragile as a flower. Still a little sapling, just a sprout. You know why we stay up in this tower. That's right, to keep you safe and sound, dear. Guess I always knew this day was coming. Knew that soon you'd want to leave the nest. Soon, but not yet. Trust me, pet, Mother knows best. Mother knows best. Listen to your mother. It's a scary world out there. Mother knows best. One way or another, something will go wrong, I swear. Ruffians, thugs, poison ivy, quicksand, cannibals and snakes, the plague, yes, also large bugs, men with pointy teeth, and stop no more, you'll just upset me. Mother's right here. Mother will protect you. Darling, here's what I suggest. Skip the drama, stay with mama. Mother knows best. Go ahead, get trampled by rhino. Go ahead, get mugged and left for dead. Me, I'm just your mother, what do I know? I only bathed and changed and nursed you. Go ahead and leave me, I deserve it. Let me die alone, here be my guest. When it's too late, you'll see, just wait. Mother knows best. Mother knows best. Take it from your mumsy. On your own, you won't survive. Sloppy, underdressed, immature, clumsy, please. They'll eat you up alive. Gullible, naive, positively grubby. Ditzy and a bit, well, vague. Plus, I believe, getting kind of chubby. I'm just saying, 'cause I love you. Mother's right here. Mother will protect you. All I have is one request. Rapunzel, don't ever ask to leave this tower again. Don't forget it, you'll regret it. Mother knows best.
The heart of a pig, the blundering fool. I'll go myself to the dwarf's cottage in a disguise so complete no one will ever suspect. Now, a formula to transform my beauty into ugliness. Change my queenly raiment to a peddler's cloak. Mummy dust to make me old, to shroud my clothes the black of night. To age my voice, an old hag's cackle. To whiten my hair, a scream of fright. A blast of wind to fan my hate. A thunderbolt to mix it well. Now begin thy magic spell.
Look, my hands, my voice, ah, ha, 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 perfect disguise, ah, ha, now, a special sod of death for one so fair, what shall it be, ah, a poisoned apple, sleeping death, one taste of the poisoned apple and the victim's eyes will close forever in the sleeping death.
Okay, that was Ophie Cowell's audition for The Wonderful World of Disney.
Yeah.
Who goes first?
I think I go first.
Do you? I don't know.
Because I think I went last on our animated 93 pirate guy.
Yeah, okay.
Henceforth, your nickname is the pirate guy, okay?
Pirate guy!
Because you did Barbossa, and I love Barbossa. I really do. Like, I just love Pirates of the Caribbean in general.
Yeah! Okay.
Best movie based off an amusement park ride ever. Anyway, Ophie Kell, your singing to me was kind of hit and miss. It was really talky at the beginning, and I know the song is supposed to be like that. You know, it's got talky parts all of it. I've seen this movie so many times, but I did not remember the part in the middle about being trampled by a rhino.
It's not in the movie, but it's in the soundtrack.
Aha. That's why I don't remember it, because I don't have the soundtrack. Yeah. I was confused by that. I was like, trampled by a rhino? Where did that even come from? Mother knows best. Sorry, I don't know why I started singing that, but the crescendo on that, almost every time you came in on that, their part of Mother, you crescendoed and you were like way louder than the rest of the song. I don't know if maybe that was a register change or something, but you went into like this, your voice was different on that one syllable than just about anywhere else, and it was way louder. And also Tower and Swear had the same kind of effect. Overall, you had like a very theatrical kind of showy kind of tone, which is good
because that's Mother Gothel
definitely does. Like, I'm eagerly anticipating whether they'll make a Rapunzel Broadway show. They should. I would go actually like find a place to watch that if I could. You had a British accent in places almost. But you dropped it in some of the right places and a few of the wrong ones. Like, I don't know, just some places. And on the Leave the Nest, there was a puff there. That was like the only puff I picked up on this. Stop No More, You'll Just Upset Me. The Just Upset Me was kind of oddly gravelly and strained sounding. Same on Skip the Drama, Stay with Mama.
Getting like every line.
I know. I'm picky. Without Me, You Won't Survive. The survive, especially the end syllable, that I don't really know how to explain it, but that just sounded weird to me. Your monologue, you needed a lot more emotion. Like, a little bit of outrage at the beginning, for sure. This wasn't, like, sinister enough for me at all. Although your hag voice at the end was good. You said formula instead of formula.
Yeah, is that...
No.
Is that how she actually says it in the movie?
I'm pretty sure she says formula.
Okay.
If I'm not mistaken, speaking of Lady Tremaine, I want to say that those two were voiced by the same actress.
I don't remember. No, it's Maleficent, Maleficent,
Lady Tremaine. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I stand corrected. I mean, I knew that, like, two of the villainesses were voiced by the same person, because they had... Disney did a lot of that back then, where they had, like, a bunch of actors and actresses on contract. And so they would use them for multiple characters.
Like Sleeping Beauty, the fairy that's
Meriwether. Meriwether was Lady from Lady and the Tramp. And
Meriwether's
the blue one.
The blue one. But the pink fairy, or the red, pink, whatever, she wears both. She is Fairy Godmother in Cinderella.
Oh. She has a very fairy-sounding voice. And I know Alice and Wendy. Alice from Alice in Wonderland and Wendy from Peter Pan are the same girl.
Mm-hmm.
And so they had a lot of that duplicate voices.
Yeah.
So I was confused as to who was who. Yeah. Okay, back to Ophicale's monologue. The sleeping death lines sound at the very end sounded a bit rushed to me. Basically, you picked the one scene that freaked me out as a kid and you made it not scary, which disappointed me greatly. Although it did help me get over my fear of it a little bit, so thank you for that.
until the next time you watch it.
Pretty much. Okay, that's all I had.
All right. So, I'll start off with your song. The low parts of the song I thought were too low for you. Because you really had to reach for them. I think people do it because of how Donna Murphy's voice is. If any of you don't know who that is, that's the girl who plays Mother... Lady plays Mother Gothel. Donna Murphy, she does have... And because Mother Tremaine...
What? Tremaine Mother Gothel.
Mother Gothel is very theatrical. And Donna Murphy does have this interesting, like, tone to her voice.
So I think she originally, Donna Murphy was originally a Broadway actress, and that's where they found her.
Yeah, she is.
That's why she has that kind of a tone. She's very Broadway, show toony.
So I think when people, because on YouTube, a lot of people, when that movie came out, a lot of people did Mother Gothel's covers, and a lot of people tried to do her kind of, her tone, or mock her,
I don't want to say mock. They tried to
mimic her voice. And so I think that hurts a lot of people when they try to sound like her. Oh my God, the phone's ringing. Sorry if you hear that. But I think that really hurts people when they try.
I'm not hearing your phone ringing, so.
Okay, good. So I think that hurts people when they try to sound like her. Your voice did get really raspy at parts. And I have it too. Parts you sounded... It sounded like you were in your normal voice, then you would go to, like, Mother Gothel voice, and then you would go to a British voice.
Yeah.
And I just heard, like, three different types of voices, and so that got all jumbled up. And I think you were, because the song, like I said, is really acting in Mother Gothel is theatrical. Yeah. I think you were too focused on the acting.
Yeah, you were too focused on being Mother Gothel, like acting.
Yeah, I think you were way too focused. I mean,
the song itself is kind of all over the place to begin with. So it takes like a lot of talent to pull it off.
So, because she jumps around, but I just think you were focused way more on the jumping around and the acting than you were on the actual notes in the song. And I have it again. I don't know why the second and third, you kept changing. And there were, that I heard, I don't know, there were a lot of notes. I think it was because you're doing the acting. There were a lot of notes that weren't hit.
Yeah, they were kind
of
off.
Some of them, there were notes that were off, and there were parts that hadn't, ow, my knee just popped. There were parts that had notes, but you kind of spoke them, but then you kind of didn't. So it was like all over. For your monologue, like after the very first thing, I was like, did she say formula? I didn't know if she said that in the movie
I'm
or not.
I'm pretty sure she didn't.
But this, you're okay. Your older voice, I thought when she got older, it sounded good. But when you did the laugh, that scared the crap out of me.
Yes, that was scary. I will admit, that was like
what?
Although I am like, I love when people do evil laughs. So even when they creep me out, I love it.
But I thought that was just really creepy. But the main thing, I think the biggest thing was you didn't get emotional enough. You weren't in. To it enough.
Yeah, your emotion.
I think that's a really big part too. People, we've had quite a few people select villain monologues, and when you select a villain monologue, you really need to put your emotion into that.
Yeah, you really need to bring it out and make yourself sound evil. Mm-hmm. And if you don't, it just the whole thing falls flat. And
I mean, if you just stay on one emotion or, like, a centered emotion, then that's not,
villainous enough.
I don't know. Villain, yeah.
We've had so many people do villains. We've had at least two, if not three, Maleficents. Now we've had the Evil Queen. Who else have we had?
There's one next, but.
Oh, yes.
So that's what I have, is if you'd. It just wasn't emotional enough. So that was my biggest thing. So that's what I have. I think that was the most I've talked this whole time.
Yeah. Okay. Yes or no?
I'm going to have to say no.
I'm
going to
say no as well. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. So, Ophi Cal, please re-audition. I just think your choices
were not good choices for your voice.
The Mother Knows Best is just too theatrical, and Evil Queen, just villainous, I don't think is for you.
Please do some non-villainous stuff. Because unless you're just really good at sounding evil, it's not gonna work very well. Like, I know some people are good at sounding evil and some people are not. I, for one, usually am not good at sounding evil. I mean, I can, but it depends on the character. So, I don't really know what I would recommend for you to re-audition with, and I don't really want to recommend something that would not work. So, I guess just be a little bit pickier with your choices. Try to find something that fits you.
Yeah. So, it's 11. Okay.
Last next, but not least, we have Melly. I don't know why, but I wrote that like 1,000 times. I'm so excited.
Okay, so her monologue was from 101 Dalmatians,
the
live action
one with Glenn
version.
Close.
And her monologue is Cruella de Vil.
Yes. Which is Glenn Close.
And her song is I Wanna Be Like You.
By, from the Jungle Book.
What's
his name?
King Louie.
King Louie, that's it. I knew it was King something or other. I'm gonna kick myself for not knowing that.
Alright, so here is Melly's audition.
Woo!
You
beef! But I'm not beaten yet. You've won the battle, but I'm about to win the wardrobe. My spotty puppy coat is in plain sight and leaving tracks. In a moment, I'll have what I came for, and all of you will end up as sausage meat, alone on some sad plastic plate. Dead and medium red, no friends, no family, no pulse. Just slap between two buns, smothered in onions with fries on the side. Cruella de Vil has the last laugh. Now I'm the king of the swingers, oh, the jungle VIP. I've reached the top and had to stop, and that's what's bothering me. I wanna be a man cub and stroll right into town and be just like the other men. I'm tired of mucking around. I wanna be like you. I wanna walk like you, talk like you too. Yes, it's true. And ape like me can learn to be human too.
Okay, and that was Melly's audition. I go first?
I believe
yes,
you do.
Yes, I do. Okay. Main thing is there were a lot of parts that, I don't know if it's just me, but I couldn't understand.
Especially at the beginning.
I didn't understand a single thing you said at the beginning for the first few lines.
Yeah, like the first two phrases I couldn't really understand.
Yeah, I didn't understand at all. But I thought your emotion was really, really good. Like, the beginning, I couldn't understand it, and then there was a line or two mixed in there somewhere that I didn't understand. I just didn't understand. It was, like, mumbly, and I think it was, like, lower, so, and quieter, so that might have been a factor in it, too.
Yeah. But I think she was standing a good bit away from her mic, too, which might be why some of it was lower, because, like, I think she was doing that to avoid puffs, because she had a lot of really explosive consonants in this.
Oh, yeah. But that's just, like, I thought your emotions and levels for Cruella were really good, and you really got into the character. The only thing I had wrong with the monologue is that I really couldn't understand you on a few lines. You mumbled and all that stuff.
Ladies, I'm sorry to interrupt you.
That's fine.
Ladies, this is how you do a villainess. This was really good. Mm-hmm. It was just, like, it had the proper sinister evilness to it.
Cruella de Vil.
Yeah.
So your song, I Wanna Be Like You. I love that you got really, really into this song. I thought you did it, like, really well, and this isn't the way they sing it in the movie, right? Did she do it different?
It's pretty close, I think.
The only thing I had problems was I think you did a growl too many like that growl. What you call it? I don't know.
That was in there, though, I think, in the original.
I don't know, but, like, I just thought they were, I don't remember it being in the original, but I thought they were, like, one too many growl things. Because I think, I don't know what they're called. But you just do, like, the growl, and I thought there were, like, three in a row. And I just thought it was, like, one too many. But that was the only thing.
It might have been a little overdone, but...
That was, like, the only thing, but I really like that you got in the song, and I really liked it. I really liked your voice in the song. I just really liked it, period. So, your turn, Audrey.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and start with the song, I guess. I'm just going to say this, since Princess Garnet isn't here to say it. Oh, baby. Seriously, that growl, the growls, like, did things to me. No, I'm kidding. But no, I'm kidding. But I did. I really liked this. You had really good energy. I loved that you got into it. It was really jazzy and swing-ish. It was awesome. There was a little bit of a puff on Can Learn to Be, but again, that's because my earbuds are super sensitive, I think. And there was or it might have been a peak. But seriously, the song was, like, awesome. I loved it.
It was kick butt.
It was.
Yes.
The acting, and for your monologue, my first note is your last line is the laugh. Cruella de Vil gets the last laugh, but there was no evil laugh, which made me sad. because it's an evil monologue, but there's no evil laugh. You should have found a way to fit in an evil laugh, because Cruella has a really, like, psycho evil laugh. Glenn Close is super good at playing villains. I'm not going to lie. She is creepy.
She scares me normally.
Yeah. So, but your emotion was really good on this. Again, I couldn't quite tell what you said at the beginning. You had a lot of really explosive consonants everywhere, which fits with the angriness, the anger, I should say. You had puffs on plastic, the phrase plastic plate. Puff on pulse. For some reason, there was a puff on Cruella.
How do you get a puff on Cruella?
Well, just the sound. And
oh, yeah, because she did that, like, really hard.
Yeah. Very, very forceful is what. And there was a little bit of, like, I don't know if it was because of a puff or what, but you had, like, almost sounded like a mic peak on fries. The word fries. Like, with some fries on the side. You know, just the way you, like, bursted into that. I guess the volume level was louder, and, like, it kind of made your mic peak a little bit. But otherwise, very, very good villainous. Melly, I didn't know you could be so evil. Yeah. I'm scared of you now. But overall, yeah.
Okay.
I really, 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 really liked it.
Yes or no?
Yes. Yes, yes.
I say yes to 12th person.
Yes. 12.
Into the wonderful world of Disney. That means we need 8 more.
Woo.
We are over halfway there. I am excited.
I know.
Holy crap.
We need 8 more. That's what, like maybe 2 audition episodes?
Yeah.
Maybe 1 if we have another one.
Maybe
like this.
Maybe 1. Can we all fit it into 1? Come on, people. Audition.
Yeah, I know.
We can get started.
Come on.
So if you're listening to this and you're either like, even if you're already in the competition, tell people to audition then you will be getting to the main rounds faster.
Get people to audition. Beg and plead and persuade people to audition.
Yes, please.
Tell your sisters, tell your brothers, tell your family, tell your friends. Make them come audition for us because we love you and we want to get started. And we know you want to get started.
Get it started. Yeah. Oh, I'm excited. Okay.
And now, unless you have something to say.
No, I don't. Go on.
I promised in the last episode, I said I was going to do a British accent, and then I kind of didn't, and then I promised I would do it if we got 6 auditions this week, which we got 8,
7 and a half, 8,
whatever. So, as promised, I will be doing my British accent today. I posted on the thread and on Facebook and on Skype, just about everywhere, asking people for funny things to say in a British accent or just, you know, just stereotypical British stuff to say and stuff like that. I got a whole lot of Harry Potter references here. Copper. But, okay. All right, so the first thing on my list, I'm supposed to say tea and scones. Then I've also got butterbeer. Ron, you are unimaginable sometimes. Gosh. Avada Kedavra. I'm not that mad at Ron. Gosh. Crucio, which I would have to say that very angry, and I'm not very good at being like, Crucio. I guess that works. I'm not an owl. I'm not an owl, Ron. What the devil is going on here? I'm going to go ahead and throw this in there. My very first ever line that I did in a British accent was, of course, Hermione's famous line from the Sorcerer's Stone, or the Philosopher's Stone, depending on where you're from. Well, if you two don't mind, I'm going to bed before either of you come up with another clever idea to get us all killed, or worse, expelled. Followed, of course, by Ron Weasley's witty retort, she needs to sort out her priorities. for the record...
I wouldn't know any of this.
Yes. For the record, I'm going to interject here. All British VH members, please don't get mad at me. Because I know this is not a proper British accent of any sort.
We're American.
I'm American. I'm Texan, okay? I got a twang up in her. So, yeah. So this is just a hodgepodge of just about every British accent I've ever heard in my life. So if it got bits and pieces of this region and that region, that's why. I know it's not real, so. Okay, back to British accent now. Petrificus totalus. Alohomora. And one of the last Harry Potter references I got was Wingardium Leviosa, which is the levitating spell. I'll go back through, I guess, and tell what the spells are. Alohomora unlocks doors. Petrificus Totalus is the full body bind or whatever.
That sounds painful.
Hermione does it to Neville in the first movie, the first book as well. Crucio and Avada Kedavra are two of the three unforgivable curses. Crucio is the torture spell and Avada Kedavra is the killing curse. God save the Queen, apparently, I have to say. Also, in a fortnight, we're going to see the Queen. If something goes wrong, I've been told to say bollocks! Or oh crumpets! Also, off with their heads. Javon M, whoever you are, wherever you are, off with your head for not sending us your song. Off with your head.
That's a Disney reference.
Yes, indeed it is. Miss Voice of an Angel sent me that one, and she needs to send in her audition, please.
Yeah, honey.
Please, we love you. Hello, Poppet.
Woo!
All right, love. Oh, goodness. Believe Soyala posted this one.
What?
I hate you for this. I hate you for this. This is impossible to say. I tried saying it fast the first time I tried saying it.
Oh, was it the thing that she did in school?
The rhyme. Oh, my God. Yeah. I tried saying it fast the first time I said it. Even in my normal accent, I couldn't say it fast. I mean, this is impossible.
Do it.
I'll have a proper cup of coffee in a proper copper coffee pot. Iron coffee pots, tin coffee pots, they're no good to me. If I can't have a proper cup of coffee in a proper copper coffee pot, I'll have tea instead.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
I forget who posted this one. I think it was Green Girl. Paul's daughter Laura is awfully awkward when she walks and talks.
What?
Another little phrase. I believe Blue Man requested this one. Tiny mini skirts. I don't know. It's rather absurd.
He would say that. No, I'm kidding.
Well, I had to. People posted it.
No, I said he would say that.
He would say that, yes. Yeah, he would. let's see. Oh, I've been told to say ginger. I don't know why.
Ginger.
Just sounds cool. What was it I was supposed to say earlier? Mind-boggling. What? Mind-boggling. I like that. It's absolutely mind-boggling. What else do I have here? Oh. There was something else. Oh. I believe I promised temporary butterfly I would do some sort of, like, Cockney accent. And a cousin of mine told me I needed to do the supercalifragilisticexpialidocious song. So I'm going to do Bert's opening to that. Don't judge me. It's probably going to be terrible. For the record, just about every bit of Cockney I know, I learned from My Fair Lady. So yay for my namesake. Audrey Hepburn, that is. Yes. Because I was afraid to speak when I was just a lad. Me father gave me nose a tweak and told me I was bad. But then one day I learned a word that saved me aching nose. The biggest word you ever heard, and this is how it goes.
Oh!
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. And I'm not even going to go into the rest of the song, yes.
It's a good trick.
But yeah. I also am supposed to say pip pip cheerio. I don't know why. Anyway, yeah, so that's all the absurd things you people asked me to speak in my British accent. Yeah. Dylan challenged me to do the whole show in a British accent, and I told
him
I
didn't think... That would have been chaos.
That would have been insane. You wouldn't have been able to understand me at all. Honestly, I don't think I could have done it. I mean, it's funny because I've been doing my British accent off and on all week, trying to prepare for this. I mean, sometimes I would slip into it and I wouldn't even know, and it's weird. See, now I sound like just about every other British member of VH. Because, like, I keep slipping in and I'll sound like Charisse, or I'll sound like Clary for a second, and then I'll sound like Garnet. And I don't think I actually got any Safi in there, though. My voice isn't smooth enough to be Safi.
My British accent stinks, so I don't think you'll want to hear it. I sound like a Disney character when I do it.
Well, I think that's all for today.
I think that's all we have for today. Have fun listening to our over an hour long episode. I hope you had fun listening to it.
It'll probably, once we add people's auditions in, it's gonna be like probably almost 2 hours.
Oh yeah. So, thank
you. I hope you people enjoyed my British accent.
Yes. I hope that was a good incentive.
Yeah, I hope that was satisfactory. I'll do more if you'd like, if I can get a bunch more auditions for next round.
You can ask Audrey to do something weird, or I'll do something weird. And
I do other accents as well, although I'm not quite as proficient in them as I am with my British. I can do French a little bit, even though I don't speak French. I can kind of do Italian. I can do Australian sometimes, depending on what the words are and like what the phrase is. I try to do Irish and Scottish, and they sound really weird, and sometimes they sound the same, so I don't know.
So anyway, if you guys want Audrey or I to do something in another accent, or just
character voice, or just do something completely
character
silly.
Character voices or anything.
Yeah, like you already heard my Stitch voice, which is my Stitch
voice.
So
if you guys
want
to hear us, you know, do like Disney character voices or something, or try our best at doing certain ones.
Yeah, just say something in the thread, or send a suggestion in with your submission in your email or whatever. You know, just suggest something, because we're here to entertain you as much as you're here to entertain us, so if it'll provoke you or act as an incentive for you to an audition, if you want to hear us do something completely silly, see, there, I've lapsed back into it, I didn't even notice.
Audition,
please, we beg you.
Please, we need eight more, and
then we can start the proper rounds, splitting you all into groups is gonna be hard.
Oh my god, that's gonna be so hard.
I know. Like, I mean, splitting you into pairs would be easier, but splitting them into the groups of four, that's gonna be, like,
insane. That's gonna be, like...
Because we're gonna have to, like, try to match people's voices. I mean, seriously, I may have to ask Melly and MFB how they did that for last voice singing. Because, like, I have no idea how to go about this.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to try to
figure
something out.
But we'll figure that out when we get there. We're not there yet.
So. Yes, we still got a while until we get there. But, yeah. So, anyway, thank you all for listening to the third audition episode of The Wonderful World of Disney. Keep sending in your auditions, and if you send it in by next Thursday at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you will be in the next episode. So send in your auditions by then. People, keep sending in your auditions, because we still have 8 more positions that need to be filled.
Yes, we do.
So please, please, please send your auditions. You all can probably hear a lawnmower in the background. That is the person that mows my lawn. I have my window open because it's hot today. So, yes.
Speaking of Javon M, I've got the email open, and apparently Apparently about half an hour ago, he sent,
did he send a song?
No, he sent, sorry I was not able to get the singing audition in on time. I've been vacationing with my family. If there is ever another opportunity for me to submit, let me know. So I will be sure to email him
now.
we're doing another episode next week. We still need 8 more people. Please send us your, you can even, are we going to let him recycle the same monologue?
Huh?
Like, are we going to let him use the same one he just did in a song? Or are we going to make him sing another, act another scene?
He can do the same.
Okay, so just basically just send us a song and we'll re-include your acting clip with that in the next episode. Yeah.
Yes, so everyone, please audition.
Actually, I'll probably wait to email him back until this gets posted so I can send him the link so that he can hear us fussing at him.
Yes, fuss.
And then he can send in his song and he'll be in next week's episode and hopefully he'll make it through.
Woo!
So,
that is our episode for today. Probably almost 2 hours long.
Yeah, really.
Thank you if you listened to this whole entire thing.
Seriously, this insanity. No lie.
But
thank you for coming by and visiting the wonderful world of Disney. Those of you that made it in, welcome.
Yeah.
Have a wonderful day.
Have a magical day.
Indeed.
Woohoo!
Have a magical day.
Bye.
Bye.